This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. To call it a tough year for Washington potato growers during this pandemic would be a huge understatement. It began with some farmers plowing already planted acres under after most restaurants shut down, slashing demand to almost nothing. But Matthew Blua with the Washington Potato Commission says things are starting to turn around.
Well, Bob, we're starting to feel a little bit better about things.
And here we are at the beginning of harvest season.
Well, we're into our early harvest for sure. We still got our main harvest of our late processing potatoes will be harvested in September, October.
But Blua says some growers felt no choice but to cut their losses.
You're right. We did plow some acres under. And, you know, at this point, when they prep a field and plant a field, before potatoes come out of the ground, they've invested as much as $2,000 per acre. And some people had to make the tough decision to cut their losses rather than double their investment.
And Blua says we still had to sell last year's potatoes.
But there were an awful lot of potatoes in storage. We did what we can do to get rid of them, some of them, and gave a lot of them away. Potato growers were really keen on that. That was their idea, to try to help a lot of people out there that were really hurting from this pandemic. And we gave away 1 million pounds of potatoes across the state, and everybody really enjoyed doing that.
Listen tomorrow for more on this rough year for potato growers.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.